新书、旧书，知行英语与您分享一本好书的智慧点滴。
The rise and fall of great powers.
大国的兴衰。
书名解读。
Rise and fall. Rise 表示升起， fall 则是下降。 Rise and fall 指的是盛衰兴亡，比如说 The rise and fall of the country， 这个国家的兴衰。这是一个由一对反义词构成的词组，在英语中有不少这样的习语，比如说 up and down，We have looked for it up and down. 我们到处都找过了。In and out, 进进出出。He's been in and out of prison for years. 他多年来屡次出狱入狱。Come and go, 来来去去，变化不断。Fashions come and go, but the long dress is always popular. 时装不断变化，但长的服装却永远受到青睐。On and off, 断断续续的。举例来说，He has been working here on and off for 2 years. 他在这儿断断续续地工作了两年。
内容概要。
This study describes how the past 500 years shows that nations which became great powers.Had to decline as their growth rate slowed and their spending on defense continued to increase, and explains how this can be eased or worsened by clever or short-sighted policy decisions. The final chapter looks at the current dilemma of the USA, the USSR, the EEC, Japan, and China, and peers.Paul Kennedy also wrote Strategy and Diplomacy, 1870 to 1945, and The Realities Behind Diplomacy, 1865 to 1980.
This 本书告诉我们，过去500年的历史表明，那些成为超级大国的国家，随着增长速度的放缓以及国防开支的增加，都不得不面临着衰败的事实。同时书中还指出，这种衰败的情况是会减轻还是恶化，取决于国家选择了明智的还是缺乏远见的决策。大国的兴衰最后一章谈到了美国、苏联、欧共体、日本以及中国等几个类似的国家现在面临的困境。本书的作者保罗·肯尼迪还写过1870到1945策略与外交和1865到1980外交背后的事实。 Peer 指的是地位或者能力同等的人、同辈。在这篇文章中是说同美国、苏联等几个地位接近的国家。我们来看一个例子， Children are easily influenced by their peer. 孩子很容易受同辈影响。
关键词
Strategical dilemma,
战略困境
Global economic balances,
全球经济的平衡
World manufacturing production,
世界生产制造
Total industrial potential,
总的产业潜能
International power balances,
国际力量均衡
Naval mastery,
海上霸权
World manufacturing output,
世界生产产量
Imperial sunset,
英帝国的迟暮
Strategical position,
战略地位
Productive balances,
生产的均衡
Newer weapons,
新式的武器
精彩点评
You should really read this book, David Leonard Willis.
你真应该看看这本书，大卫·里奥纳多·威利斯。
As the relative strengths of leading nations in world affairs never remains constant. There is an optimum balance between wealth creation and military strength over the long term. Time and time again, the leading power believed that it could neglect wealth production in favor of military adventures, but others waiting in the wings closed the gap. The relative strength was eroded, and a long, slow decline of the once leading power followed.
世界上几大强国在世界事务上所表现出来的相对强弱一直都在发生着变化。长远来看，财富的创造和军事力量之间总会有一个最佳的平衡状态。超级大国们总是一次又一次地相信他们可以忽略财富的创造，而将更多的精力放在军事发展上。可是别的国家却都在一边时刻准备着缩小和超级大国之间的差距，于是国家之间在国际事务上的相对强弱又发生了变化。接着，曾经一度领导世界的大国就开始了缓慢而漫长的衰败。 Time and time again 这个词组相当于 again and again， 意思是不断的，一次又一次。我们还可以说 time after time，Over and over again。 北京人在纽约这部电视剧相信大家都不会陌生，它的主题歌里有一句歌词 Time and time again you asked me， 意思就是千万次的问。 In the wings， 用这个词组的时候我们一般都说 Wait in the wings， 表示等待着做什么。比如说 The manager will retire next year and he is waiting in the wings。经理明年要退休了，他已经做好准备接任了。 Wing 本来的意思是翅膀， On the wing 意思就是飞行，比如说 Birds on the wing， 飞着的鸟。 Under one's wings 这个词组从字面上就能看出来它的意思，在某人的翅膀下，在某人的保护下。来看一个例子， He is always under his mother's wings， 他总是躲在母亲的保护里。
The rise of Europe was not obvious in 1500, considering Ming China, the Ottoman Empire, the Mughal Empire, Muscovy, and Tokugawa Japan, which were well organized, had centralized authority, and insisted on uniformity of practice and belief. European knowledge of the Orient was fragmentary and often erroneous.Although the image of fabulous wealth and vast armies was reasonably accurate.
和16世纪的中国明皇朝、奥斯曼帝国、莫卧儿帝国、俄国还有德川时期的日本相比，欧洲当时还只是在缓慢的崛起。上述的这些国家当时都组织严密，实行中央集权制，坚持行动和信念上的统一。欧洲人对于东方的认识通常都是支离破碎，甚至是错误的，但是对于东方国家所拥有的惊人的财富和庞大的军队，欧洲人的想象还是相当准确的。
Constantinople fell in 1453 and the Ottoman Turks were pressing towards Budapest and Vienna. Compared with the world of IslamEurope was behind culturally, technologically, and militarily. Few at that point would have predicted that Europe would soon be at the top of the pack.
君士坦丁堡于1453年陷落，当时奥斯曼土耳其正逼近布达佩斯和维也纳。和伊斯兰世界相比，那时的欧洲无论是在文化、科技还是军事上都要落后。那是没有谁能够预见到欧洲很快就会走到了那些传统强国的前面。
Warlike rivalries between European states stimulated advances, economic growth, and military effectiveness. The Habsburg bid for power was ultimately unsuccessful because other European states worked together. The Habsburgs overextendedin repeated conflicts, during which they became militarily top-heavy upon a weakening economic base. The other European states managed a better balance between wealth creation and military power.
欧洲国家之间那种处于战争临界线的敌对状态刺激了欧洲的发展，这包括经济以及军事力量的增长。哈布斯堡王朝力图一统天下的企图在欧洲国家联手抵抗下最后以失败告终。在期间的一次又一次的战争中，哈布斯堡王朝持续地透支国力，日渐衰弱的经济基础再也无力承担过重的战争开支，而其他的欧洲国家却很好地平衡了创造财富和发展军事力量之间的关系。 Bid 这篇文章里 Bid 出现过两次，这个词可以做动词也可以做名词，表示努力争取。 He was bidding to win others' support， 他努力争取得到别人的支持。做名词的时候我们通常都爱用如此组 make a bid for。 We want to make a bid for popular support， 我们想争取大众的支持。申办奥运会我们也是用 bid 这个词， bid for the Olympic Games， 申办城市我们就可以说 the bidding cities。Overextend， 过分扩展。 Over 是一个前缀，带上这个前缀的词就有超过过分的含义了，比如说 over busy 过分忙碌， overactive 活动过度， over drink 喝得过多， over long 过长。但如果我们要表达相反的概念，表达不足的意思，就可以用前缀 under， 比如说 underdeveloped 不发达的， underage 未达到法定年龄的等等。
学英语不能一步十寒，
听力课堂听 class.com。